We've been trying to get there for a while. It just hasn't really clicked for us, but I thought tonight in the second half it really clicked for us.
Early on in particular, you guys were really intent on dumping it down to Nate and Matty and really going at Oscar and AJ. How's been happy with the way
they came up? Oh, yeah, without a question. Nate's been fabulous. He was just getting his headspace right and you know, he's a great target for us inside. We just got to pick better times to get him the ball in the right spot, and I thought the way he started the game, he was strong and tough going to the bucket, and you know, they couldn't really stop him early, and once he got his tail up, it was, you know, would he get three or four dunks out of that, so it was you know, I was fairly pleased that we were able to get him the ball at the right time.
You see his relationship with Matty just continuing to get better at it?
Yeah, without a question. We talked about having the you know, that big front line and making sure that we're working, and Nate draws that much attention. Matt hits the glass pretty hard, so when you've got two big bodies like that going for it, it's a good sign for us.
How do you see Casey's
game? Fabulous, yeah. Geez, we've been missing that. You know, we really have been missing that, and it was glad that he's over the injury and that we can get some minutes into him today and use his athleticism and speed, and Damo hit him, you know, a couple of pearlers out there, so he's only going to improve out of that as he gets more time on the court with the guys.
It's probably the first game you guys have had a sort of blowout result this season. Did that help Casey late in terms of pressure being off a bit, sort of let down the air and run?
Yeah, I think Casey's, when he's aggressive, he's good. You know, he's a really good defender. A couple of times he got lost there, and just he hasn't played for, you know, 3 weeks or 2 weeks. So it was great to get 17, 18 minutes into him, you know, and we'll try and build that up and see how we go. Yeah, they both were. Damo was 15 and Casey was 20. So, it's, you know, you're always the back of your head. If it gets close, you want, you know, we really would have liked to have Damo there for our last game in Melbourne. But he was real good today. He's getting back, and hopefully we can extend the minutes next week.
What did you say is the key to that run, a 17-hour run?
Well, the guys were playing together. You know, you could see the teamwork. They'll pass the ball to the open man, making cuts. And, you know, when we play like that, when everyone's selfless, making the extra pass and giving the ball up to their teammate, you know, the offense looked really good. Defensively, we were hustling. Jared sets a good pace out there. Nate was intimidating inside, and I think it was coming. He was having a squat out and, you know, and giving one shot up. And you know, that's our strength. The guys will play into their strength, and that's what we need to do.
Did you get a pleasant surprise from Casey's shooting at 2-for-2 from beyond the throw?
No, we see it every day at when he's at practice. You know, you probably started off a little bit. It's a different ball, different competition, getting the rhythm, but he's got quite a good shooting action.
Nate, do you feel like you had to come out strong early tonight?
Of course. After the last game at their home, I was a little bit too passive, you know, I wasn't aggressive enough. Kind of kept them in the game and kind of got me out of rhythm a little bit. So coming in, I wanted to be more aggressive, you know. Like I said before, I don't care about if I have like a foul trouble, because I believe in the guys that are coming off the bench. And like Trail said, we have a good front court with me, Maddie, and Tommy. So it's just that belief. And so I came out, it was like, I got to be aggressive. After Melbourne, all my shots were short. And wasn't given the chance, so I focused more on that coming into the game, and I just decided to come out real aggressive. So.
Are you feeling sort of better and fitter with every
game? Yeah, I mean, every game I feel better. You know, I still have a long way to go, and obviously the coaching staff has done a good job. We've been on the road, still doing a little bit extras on the side, you know, a little niggling injury, so with that. With the medical staff putting in that little work, you know, on the side when I'm out, not practicing on the days off, we were in Melbourne, really helped me a lot. So going into Melbourne, I was just didn't have my legs. So after flashing that in Melbourne and playing here, I felt better.
How do you see your relationship with Matty coming along,
Matt? Me and Matty has a good relationship, you know, on and off the court. He's a great post player, you know. Like Trey said, I'm a big presence, but, you know, for me, it's easier to play with him as well, you know, because he draws attention as well. He's been playing good basketball at the moment, which made it easier for me, you know, pick up the slack a little bit. So I got to help somehow, you know, find my way early on in the game, when I'm not that fatigued, and with Matty with his strong presence, you know, he can carry throughout the whole game. So with that, with himself being that presence, for me sometimes it's a good thing, you know, so I can get also easy tip-ins, you know, offensive rebounds and stuff like that. And also he's a good passer, you know, so me and him have the connection to read each other. So every day it's getting better.
How much confidence do you take personally from starting so strong like you did tonight, particularly at home? Does that really sort of G you up?
Yeah, you know, starting strong and everything's going my way, you know. At times, it's not going to fall, you know. It's not going to be hard. Like Trev said, it's just the headspace that I need to be calm sometimes. And I think I play with too much emotion. And sometimes got to relax sometimes. But, yeah, tonight's game was gave me a little bit of confidence boost. Obviously, we lost to Townsville here, so hopefully I can carry it on and be more consistent throughout the next two games.
Trev, how much better is it going ahead from here, knowing that you've got all 10 of you guys ready to go?
Yeah, well, that's the first time that we've actually had 10 on the court, and we haven't even practiced with 10, you know, because we had Damo out, then he was starting to practice, and Casey was out, and so, you know, it's some great signs that, you know, there's some good signs there. We've got to keep building and keep this league is so strong, and you know, we've got some tools there to work with, so hopefully we can keep developing, growing as a team.